Yes, we're going to go fishing. But first, we're going to answer a couple of questions. And I think the big question is, you know, you're going to be going into the bait shops, you're going to say, give me some big shrimp. And they're going to say, don't have any. And you're going to be all upset because they obviously don't have what you want. Well, there was this big tropical storm just went through. And what happened is, you know, these storms, they go through and they create smaller storms like thunderstorms. And up north of us, there was a tornado came off of one of those smaller thunderstorms. You know, the big oak tree that you sit right in front of the shrimp factory, ripped a limb off it, threw it right through the wall, hit the main flywheel of the shrimp making machine. And so nobody's going to be making shrimp for the next while. We're going to be stuck with the smaller leftovers. Now, that's one explanation. The other explanation could be that shrimp, like a lot of things, don't actually live up in Charlotte Harbor or the bays or shallow water. And a peculiarity about shrimp is that they really, if you catch them with a net, you're dragging them along, and you bring them up from more than 15 feet of water, they all die. You might make 20 feet every once in a while, but really 15 is kind of your cutoff. Less than 10 is the best to get them to last long. Now, for some reason or another, they, you know, most, like you catch a fish, you bring them up and no big deal. But for a shrimp, it's a big deal. They'll die if you bring them up from the bottom in more than 15 feet of water. So all the shrimp, we're here in Port Charlotte, and all of the canals have shrimp in them. All of the creeks have shrimp in them. The Peace River has shrimp in it. All the grass flats, there's shrimp on all of them. Occasionally, you'll catch them in your cast nets and stuff. Shrimp burrow up during the day, because if everything on the planet's trying to eat you, everything from fish and crabs and humans and everything's trying to eat you, you want to hide most of the time, especially during the day when you're easier to see. So they burrow up, and they go down, and just their eyeballs will be sticking out of the sand on the bottom. And then nighttime comes, and they start swimming, moving, going to eat and stuff. And a lot of times, you wonder why fishing's usually a little better right after the change of a tide. Because when the water's been coming in for so long, or going out, and then it turns and goes the other way, it blows the sand up and moves the sand around, because it had been kind of all settled and going in one direction, which will often expose the shrimp. They'll be laying there just underneath the surface, and the fish can come and start, you know, hitting on them. That's when redfish are tailing. One of the things they're doing is grubbing up shrimp out of the bottom. I mean, from right below the surface, because the tide switched, exposed a lot of the shrimp, and then they start eating. But shrimp grow up. The eggs float up on the incoming tides, go into Charlotte Harbor, Tampa Bay, Sarasota, Venice, all of the inlets. And as the eggs hatch, the shrimp scatter out, they go into the back country, they grow up, and then as they get bigger, they head out back to the Gulf. Well, what happens is, every year as it gets cooler, the shrimp start leaving, October, November. By November, it's usually in pretty much full swing, the shrimp are starting to leave, and we've got big shrimp at that point, and they're all making babies and spawning, and eggs are going everywhere, and they're trying to get out to 60 feet of water or more out in the Gulf of Mexico or the Atlantic, whatever big body of water it is. But the shrimp, adult shrimp, like to live in that 60-foot depth. So they're leaving here, going out there, and the whole thing, the exodus of shrimp, and they're all pushing out, all that's over sometime in May. And then we have a little bit sometime into June, we come into what's called peewee shrimp season. And it's usually the last half of June and July. We have tiny shrimp available. And every once in a while we find some bigger shrimp, because certain places in the Gulf of Mexico, you can go out miles after miles after miles, and it's not more than 10, 15 feet deep, out sometimes 15, 20 miles. So they can still find some shrimp out there. But for the most part, we're down to little tiny shrimp. And those are the ones that hatched, over the winter. And they're just growing up. They're only an inch, 2 inches long, or an inch, inch and a half long, 3/4 of an inch long. And if you notice, the shrimp start getting really big around September, October, really nice-sized shrimp. And that's because that's the same shrimp you were getting earlier in the year, but they've just gotten bigger. One of the reasons shrimp is not people don't like to use it as dead bait is because they try and put the hook into the shrimp and the shrimp falls off the hook. The entire outer shell of a shrimp falls off once a month. Literally just comes right off. So there's nothing holding that shell, outer body, on the shrimp. So when you put the hook into it, everything falls apart. Thread your frozen shrimp onto the hook. And keep in mind that all the big shrimp, they'll be back here August, September, and things will go around. So they grow up. They are born in the backcountry, and as they get bigger, migrate out into the Gulf, the same as redfish, same as tarpon, and shrimp's just another one of those little weird things that happens. This is just kind of for your information about why summertime is traditionally called peewee shrimp season. This is Fish and Frank, and we've got stores in Port Charlotte. We have a new store in North Fort Myers in the Engman Marine Boat Dealership, and stop on and see us sometime, or check out our website at fishandfranks.com. There's all kinds of other fishing reports and links. If you're wondering how to find Radio Waterline on the internet, we have a link to it on the fishing report. So, you guys enjoy the rest of the show. Have fun, guys. See you.
To ease my mind.